Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Mr. Coordinator. At the outset, I thank you for taking up this post and congratulate you on your nomination. You may, of course, count on every support from my delegation in our work. My delegation aligns with the statement to be made by the European Union, but I make these remarks in national capacity. The only mandate that the CD currently has is on negotiation of a treaty prohibiting the production of fissile materials for nuclear weapons. And that mandate, as everybody knows, is contained in the Shen Report of 1995, CD 1299. And we hope that in this subsidiary body, we can organize discussions on continuing our program of work into 2025 in order to allow the effective launch of those negotiations. To keep the CD's attention on this subject and make progress on a shared understanding, France, as chair, as president of the CD, organized a plenary on 13th June 2023 with a panel which made it possible to review the work carried out within the GGE and the preparatory group of experts, high-level experts. We hope that the subsidiary body can draw on that work without awaiting the launch of negotiations on a treaty prohibiting the production of fissile material for weapons. France, tangibly, on an ongoing basis for 30 years, has committed to the objectives under the treaty. And I would like briefly in this statement to give an overview of the French efforts, including the moratorium on fissile material, to explain what that exactly represented, and then draw some immediate lessons for our work. France is the first and only state to have decided to close and dismantle its facilities to produce fissile material for explosive purposes. It has stopped producing fissile material. That was in 1992 for plutonium and 1996 for highly enriched uranium. At the same time, in 1996, it announced in February a moratorium on the production of those materials. We, of course, call on all nuclear weapon states to do the same. The stop of production was at two sites. Firstly, the Pierre-Latte enrichment plant, which used gas diffusion for highly enriched uranium, and the Marcoule plant for plutonium. The dismantling program was immediately launched after the decision to stop production. The operations to dismantle the plants have now reached an irreversible stage. That is a considerable commitment, both in financial terms, some 10 billion euros to dismantle Marcoule and a billion for Pierre-Latte. And it's a challenge in terms of knowledge and implementation. So just a few details without going too far into the niceties, but in order that we can see the scale of this undertaking at Pierre-Latte, there have been 6 years of preparation for dismantling. The work was under between 2002 and 2010, and it's now complete. In Marcoule, the cleanup and dismantling is particularly complex because there are fission products there. The work since 1997 has made it possible to remove 100% of the fissile material. And in that plant, we have also dismantled all of the equipment for receiving, stocking, and preparing fuel for reprocessing. And the extraction lines for the fission products. This has been happening since 2013. the separation of material for uranium and plutonium was dismantled in 2010. That's now irreversible. The dismantling of the high radioactivity section will be finished by some 2050, by approximately 2050. So this is just to give you an idea of the scale of this effort. Overall, the operations concern 1,000 rooms and some 30,000 tons of waste. In March 2008, the French president announced transparency measures regarding all of the efforts by France, and since then, there have been regular visits for international experts, journalists, and diplomats. And under the Non-Proliferation Treaty meeting last week, we had a parallel meeting, a side event, which made it possible also to see a visit that took place in June 2023. Coming now to the lessons that can be learned for the work on the FMCT.
C'est une mesure con.
This is a very specific measure, realistic, within a framework of a progressive and pragmatic approach towards nuclear disarmament. This is also, as others have said, a very urgent measure in the current context. The risks that we will be facing over the upcoming years are related to return to the arms race and uncontrolled proliferation. It is clear that the production of materials is a crucial step for the building up of arsenals, while nuclear weapon states have now entered into a logic of an expansion of their nuclear arsenals that is unprecedented. And I would like to recall that France submitted a draft treaty in 2015, and the United States also did that at an earlier stage. We're in favor of launching immediately negotiations on the basis of a Shannon mandate, and also call upon everybody to respect the moratorium on the production of fissile materials. So, for example, any preconditions to launching negotiations like stockpiles simply is something that creates indeed obstacles to this work. Now, coordinator, you can count on the full commitment of my delegation to contribute to our work, and I'd like to thank you for your efforts to ensure the continuity of our work in 2024 and 2025 on the basis of the mandates that have been already agreed by this conference on the